Mother,
Mother,
and Son.
Second session with Pastor's Son had a very rewarding first session with Son. Head over heels with his mother, taking this off script for today's session, as the mother will be joining us today. Personal note, very intrigued by this relationship. Love all the Christian dynamics and roadblocks that will undoubtedly make for some nice resistance. Definitely make the challenge of getting them in bed together very interesting. I have to add that if I'm successful, this will be the sweetest triumph in my career. Mother is a gorgeous 36-year-old Caucasian woman, quite attractive and very shapely. A remarkably lovely woman, elegant and polished, graceful, lengthy brunette hair that falls past her shoulders, supple golden skin, and a wide ass to die for. God, they are going to make such a beautiful couple. There's just something so intriguing about watching a mother and son transition to lovers.
To lovers. To lovers.
Well, hello to the both of you. So glad to see Mom join us today. Okay, so we all know why we're here. Lots of friction at home. But I think last week's session helped shine some light on a lot of the unseen intangibles. So, Mom, your intake questionnaire says that you work in the office at your church?
I do. First Assembly of God.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most devoted, how would you rate yourself as a Christian?
I'd say probably a 9. Maybe 9.5?
Why not a 10?
Well, nobody's perfect.
Fair enough. So, I saw on your questionnaire that your husband is 61 and you are 36?
Yes.
Right. Could you explain that to me? I mean, that's nearly a 30-year age difference.
I'm sure my son probably explained that to you.
He has, but I want to hear your take on it.
He was the pastor of the church that I attended when I was younger.
And you were how old?
That doesn't matter.
It does here.
This is about helping our family get along better, to make peace at home.
And to find peace, one must go to the dark places, face the untidy truths that's not always discussed. And just so we're clear, you called me. You sought help outside your church. So, I'll ask it again. How old were you when your future husband was pastor at your church growing up?
14. Are you happy?
Are you?
This isn't what I signed up for.
So this is about you now? What happened to your family's peace?
I am a Christian woman.
Yeah, and look where that's gotten you. A miserable home life, probably less than desirable marriage, to a man with one foot in the grave and a devoted son who's seeing things for the first time.
What are you talking about?
Do you know what kind of therapist I am exactly?
Your website said family issues.
Yes, but I'm also a licensed sex therapist.
Excuse me?
You heard exactly what I said. And I can already tell you the reason why there is so much strife between you and your son.
Yeah, sure. I bet you can.
Your son is in love with you. And last week, I helped him masturbate to the thought of making pure, sweet love to you.
This is absolutely sick. I could have you arrested.
Here's my attorney's card, and while you're at it, he'll remind you that I have exclusive client privilege here in this room. Anything said within these walls stays out of any courtroom, period. I also have some pretty deep pockets and can tie you up in court for however long I want. Now sit your big sweet ass back on that couch and set things straight. So, what I'm going to do is have your son stand up. Go ahead, please. Good. Now come over here and stand in front of your mother.
Oh my God, this is sick!
How about I throw your big ass down in my dungeon and force you to accept this?
How dare you? You can't do that.
Fine.
What is that? A gun?
Mother and son.
Mother and son are now guests in my private infirmary, a fortified concrete and steel living area I had constructed 100 feet below ground. I spent over $200,000 building this for couples just like them. There's only one private secure elevator in or out, and I'm the only one with the password. A fortified 3-ton steel and concrete door keeps mother and son inside the very room. They will become lovers in. Their room is empty, all but one yoga pad on the hard concrete floor for sleeping. I call it my indoctrination room, complete with total environmental controls. Mood lighting, a large, secure 4K HD TV, and a sweet audio system that lets me guide them through these crucial first steps. A shatterproof audio and video system lets me watch them in comfort from home or the office, the same kind used in prisons. Mother was tased upstairs and is unconscious. Her son helped bring her down, and I wheeled in my special contraption I designed called the Cylinder, specifically constructed to use on resistant subjects. It's a gorgeous steel and hydraulic machine that lifts and lowers a person, adjusting for speed at the operator's discretion. The design keeps the person comfortably tied as it mimics the rhythm of intercourse. God, I can't wait to see her fight this as her son fucks her for the first time. Mother has hovered directly above her son, carefully locked in place, with her hands bound behind her back and wrists locked together. Legs are spread wide, bent at the knees, locked in place. She'll be lowered down upon her son at a nice, slow speed at first, then lifted up and down again and again. I tied the son down to the plank, not one shred of doubt or resistance. I can tell how desperately he wants this. Mother hovers about a foot directly over her son, where he's held his erection for well over half an hour. I've locked their heads in place where they have to look at each other. I'll awake the mother momentarily with electrodes strategically placed for electrotherapeutic reinforcement. A personal observation. The last mother and son couple who graced this room are now expecting their second child. I love the permanence of impregnation. A living, breathing testament to passionate, forbidden love.
Marked by his seed.
Marked by his seed.
Marked by his seed.
Twisted bitch. Fuck you.
I am the one who's about to be fucked. That would be you, my dear.
No. No, please. Please don't do this.
In a moment, you will cease to be mother and son. You will become lovers.
No.
You may think it's wrong, but none of that will matter, because you two are going to fuck each other right now. So you might as well enjoy it.
He's my son, for God's sake.
And that's why this will mean so much. You'll thank me for this in time.
The fuck I will. No, no, no. Oh, fuck God. God damn it, no!
There we go. Joined at long last. Joined as one.
I hate you. God damn you!
Let me just keep you there for a moment and let it sink in. Your son is now inside you.
Oh.
Your own son. Now let's lift you up very slowly. And slowly back down. Yeah, nice and slow. Your son is back inside you now.
Oh.
Isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Look in your son's eyes. Luck. See that hope in his eyes for you? That's right, Sandy.
tell your mother what you feel. Yeah, his first time with his own mother.
Dear God. Oh.
Yeah. Think about what that means. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it.
Fuck.
Think about it. 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 Think about what that means.
Oh.
Tell your brother how you feel, baby.
I love you too, baby. So much.
Not just as a son, though, but as a lover. Just stay inside her.
Mother.